Punkrock-Freunde, this is the Blurred Crusade, live on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you. Listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. Todd with you. As always, we do this show every Wednesday at high noon, and we slip in our repeat Thursdays at midnight. I've got a special guest with me today, musician, producer, record store owner, Mr. Richard Martinez. We're back, Richard. How'd you like that set?
That was great music. Love that stuff.
Yeah, so we started off with Ministry, Work for Love from the album With Sympathy. And then our second track in there was Depeche Mode, Stripped from Black Celebration. And we finished off with New Order, Subculture from the album Low Life. Richard, we kind of went through Ministry, but why did you pick Depeche Mode and New Order? What do those bands mean to you?
Well, those probably are the most important bands in my life. Those were the bands that I first fell in love with when I first started loving electronic music. Depeche Mode's Black Celebration is probably my one Desert Island album that I would take, and Stripped is from that record. It was hard to pick any one favorite from that record because I really love every single song on that record. And New Order was, another band that I absolutely loved. They were also in the movie Pretty in Pink. There was a lot of songs on there, but New Order was one of those bands that I instantly gravitated to. I know you mentioned earlier that you're more of a Joy Division type guy.
Yeah.
But I was from an era where New Order was taking off, and I really love the electronics that they use.
We talked about that off air, of course. For those of you who don't know, I'm sure everyone does, Joy Division kind of morphed into New Order after the death of Ian Curtis in 1980. But New Order only put out two albums. They have a lot of other singles and greatest hits packages, but they had two studio albums. But for me, it's Joy Division. New Order, I can listen to them occasionally, but for me, New Order doesn't even compare to Joy Division. But, I mean, different strokes for different folks, I guess.
Well, they definitely had a longer career. They've put out several albums. And, as I said, they came up in an era where I was when I was most impressionable. And they resonated with me. Of course, I love Joy Division and everything that they did, those two albums that they did. But New Order just was you know, part of my life for a very long time.
I was, yeah, I was lucky enough to see Peter Hook, the bassist for New Order and Joy Division, a few years back. He seems to come to Vancouver quite often, and his band is called Peter Hook and the Light. And I just know when I went to the concert when he played the New Order stuff, I was like, yeah, that's okay. But then when he hit the Joy Division stuff, I was like, yeah, that's where it's at. So I headed down there with my buddy, the crazy Norwegian. And have you seen Peter Hook live?
I don't think I've missed him once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Hookie is one of my heroes, so I definitely don't miss Hookie when Hookie's in town.
Yeah, it seems like he comes to town almost annually, so I saw him at the venue, I think last time he was at the Commodore. So anyway, we've got a two-hour show today, the Blurred Crusade, and we're still in our first hour. Usually what happens at 1 o'clock, our comrade, Mr. Mike Shepherd, has his show called The Noise of Carpet, and he'll be back on air next week at 1 o'clock, as always. Mike actually sent you a text there, Richard.
That's right. He wanted everybody to know that Timber Concerts presents John Spencer with the Bad Beats tomorrow at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors at 7, show is at 8.
Oh, yeah. You got to love the Rickshaw. The Rickshaw is my new favorite venue. It's a really great venue to check out bands for sure.
Super fun venue to see shows at.
Great. Yeah, sounds like a good show. And we'll be right back with more music in one sec.
You're listening to Mike and his Noise of Carpet, celebrating the indie noises of the 90s on CJSM 90.1 FM and CJSM.ca.
All right, there you go. So Mike Shepherd and the Noise of Carpet back again next week at 1 o'clock. And we're going to get right back into the music. These are the Smiths on the Blurred Crusade.
Oh,
Achtung, Punkrock-Freunde, this is the Blurred Crusade, live on CJSF 90.1 FM.